Dr. Jean Kaseya, Director General of Africa's Center for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, told reporters from the Democratic Republic of Congo that his organization is working with Kinshasa authorities to identify the disease and its causes. Kaseya made it clear that he wants fast results from doctors, researchers, and medical organizations.
How can we accept to have 5-6 weeks of delay? It's just because the surveillance system is weak. We are still waiting to know what is going on. We don't want to see again another disease that will take 4-6 weeks before official notification. Regarding this disease X, we say we are waiting for the outcome from the lab, either tomorrow, to know what is going on.
The disease was identified late October in the Panzi district of Kwango province on the border with Angola. The World Health Organization's Regional Office for Africa said Friday it is sending experts to help investigate. The disease causes flu-like symptoms. WHO says the cause is unknown, but it will be investigating influenza, COVID-19, malaria, or measles as possibilities. Dr. Nomeni Matara, Secretary General of the Southern African Association of Doctors for Human Rights, urged people in the Democratic Republic of Congo and the region to remain calm but improve their hygienic practices.
We also encourage the government to strengthen their surveillance at ports of entry so that unusual illnesses can be reported to health authorities. We also call for a coordinated approach led by the African CDC so that we can quickly identify this disease and prevent further loss of lives through a global outbreak.
Dr. Akili Kishugi Francis, the coordinator of a Kinshasa-based NGO, Action Asante, says stronger action is needed, especially when symptoms of the disease manifest.
This includes rigorous hygiene, drinking water, the isolation of suspected cases, and compliance with the instructions given by medical teams present.
Sufferers of the disease also suffer headaches and breathing difficulties. The Africa CDC says the disease is affecting mainly young people, many of them children under 5 years old. Columbus Mavungam, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.